the Stations of the Cross, St. Albert's Catholic Chaplaincy, Edinburgh.
The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. The plants with which we begin this garden way of the cross each have purple flowers, the colour of Christ's passion. There is the cat Marguerite, and behind, a pink fuchsia, the compact Dalmatian bella flower, and the Clematis viticella elegans on the wall. Nearby, and further along the bed, there is Osteospermum eclonus. These hang over the edge of the bed, and so seem to be plants from the wayside, representing the bystanders who stood looking on as Jesus was condemned and walked to Calvary. In Holy Week, our liturgies focus on the Passion of Jesus. This cluster of purple flowering plants recalls a line from the ancient hymn which we sing during this time. It was composed by Venantius, who was Bishop of Poitiers in 569. In Latin, it begins Vexilla Regis Prodorunt. In English, we sing Forward Our Royal Banners Go. Purple was the colour of emperor and king. One of the verses focuses on the colour purple. That tree of beauty, tree all fair, chosen such holy limb to bear. Clothed in bright purple robes it stood, the purple of Christ's royal blood.
The second station, Jesus takes up his cross. Here we have the Lenten rose, Helleborus hybridus or orientalis, which flowers in spring and grows well in this garden. They are tough plants, withstanding dry conditions and winter cold. Their dark flowers contrast with those of its cousin, the Christmas rose, Helleborus niger, which has white flowers in winter and seems so delicate, and yet is just as tough. This is why they remind us of Christ as he takes up his cross.
The third station. Jesus falls the first time. Partridge foot, Lutkia pectinata, clings to the ground, and so helps us recall Jesus as he falls under the weight of the cross and his face touches the earth. I like to think its lush green growth might have softened the fall of Christ under the weight of the cross. In early summer, it has small, delicate white flowers which stand above the green growth below.
The fourth station, Jesus meets his mother. Our Lady's mantle, Alcamilla mollis, with its broad green leaves, recalls in name and in form the many images in Western art of Our Lady spreading her mantle over those who ask her intercession. In these images, she is known as Our Lady of Mercy. St. John's Gospel describes one of the final acts of Jesus as he hung on the cross, dying. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. Over the centuries, Mary has been honored with hundreds of titles and epithets: Queen of Heaven, Throne of Wisdom, Star of the Sea, the Immaculate Conception, Theotokos, God-bearer, Queen of Angels, but of all titles, the highest given by Jesus himself is simply Mother.
The fifth station, Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus carry the cross. Here, we have planted red valerian, Cantranthus rubra. The plant takes its name from the Latin verb meaning to be strong, and so it represents Simon of Cyrene, who was chosen, we presume, for his strength. And as they led him away, they seized one, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. Valerian is a common sight along the hedgerows and paths during the summer in Scotland. It can grow in poor soil and even on walls. Again, it represents the bystander who gets drawn into the scene before him. When the soldiers pulled Simon from the crowd and forced him to bear the weight of the cross, they didn't act out of compassion. They were afraid that if Jesus died en route, the crowd would be denied the spectacle of Jesus' death on the cross, on a hillside at Calvary.
The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. Here we have the plant known as Veronica. The name Veronica was given to a large and varied group of plants, which includes snapdragon and foxglove. Most probably, this group is named after the woman whom tradition says wiped the face of Jesus as he carried the cross. It comes from Vera Icon, with the meaning true image. Here we have two plants with the name Veronica, Veronica gentianoides, which blooms in May and June, and Veronica spicata, glory, which blooms well into the autumn.
The seventh station. Jesus falls the second time. Here we have some varieties of Vinca minor, which in time forms a low-lying carpet on the ground and has flowers of blue and white. Again, it reminds us of the exhaustion of Jesus as he lay under the weight of the cross. Behind, there's a low-lying white hebe, Veronica albans.
The eighth station, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. St. Luke tells us in chapter 23 of his gospel that a large number of people followed him, including women, who beat their breasts and mourned for him. Jerusalem sage stands upright and here represents the women of Jerusalem who followed Jesus as he carried his cross. And they did not flee as the disciples did when he was crucified. They remained with him until the end. Here also is another hellebore. It is the Helleborus niger, also known as the Christmas rose. Its white flowers in December remind us of the birth of Jesus and motherhood.
The ninth station, Jesus falls the third time. Rosemary has a long-lasting association with funeral rituals and processions. It is widely viewed as a symbol of remembrance, with its evergreen nature representing the concept of eternal life. It was used by the ancient Egyptians to embalm the dead and protect their souls on the journey to the afterlife. This variety of rosemary, Rosmarinus officinalis prostratus, clings to the ground and grows well in this garden. And here helps us to remember Jesus as he falls to the ground for a third time, weary, weak, and utterly exhausted.
The 10th station. Jesus is stripped of his garments. They divided my garments among them, and for my robe they cast lots. We have planted lily of the valley, white cyclamen, the shrubby bindweed, Convolvulus neorum, also known as silverbush, and a few other white flowering plants to represent Christ's innocence and purity.
The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. Here are a number of red flowering plants: Astrantia claret, Salvia royal bumble, Oriental poppy papaver, Crocosmia red geranium, and bright red cyclamen. All of them recall Christ's blood as it flowed from his wounded hands and feet and from his side after his death. They come into flower at different times during the year, but the salvia is the most striking and enduring.
The 12th station. Jesus dies on the cross. A bowl full of vinegar stood there, so they put a sponge full of vinegar on a hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. We chose hyssop to represent the death of Christ. There are two varieties here. There is the taller, white flowering Agastuchi funiculum alabaster, and the smaller blue flowering hyssop officinalis. Only John mentions the use of hyssop. It is puzzling because the plant we know as hyssop is not very strong. A stick would serve better for the sponge soaked in vinegary wine soldiers drank. Hyssop is not very long, nor is it sturdy. This mention of hyssop comes just as Jesus speaks for the last time and dies, and maybe therein lies the broader and deeper meaning. Now he has accomplished everything the Father gave him to do. When he says, "I thirst," Jesus echoes what you or I might say. These same words on his lips have a deeper meaning. The single utterance turned the whole of reality upside down and inside out. He thirsts for God as we do each day, and will do until the day we die. But his thirst is God's thirst for our salvation. His thirst is God's pure and unmixed love.
The 13th station. Jesus is taken down from the cross. You may not have noticed, but the garden and the chapel are under the shade of a big sycamore tree. Each year the tree produces winged seeds which fall to the ground and strike in the rich soil. These little sycamore plants have strong roots, and it takes some effort to pull them out. All along the bed, on each station plaque, there is the representation of a sycamore seed as its wings open out for its flight to the earth. On the push panels of the chapel doors, there are very simple etchings of the descending sycamore seeds. They represent for us the moment when the disciples took the body of Jesus down from the cross. In the Gospel of John, Jesus had said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit."
The 14th station. The body of Jesus is laid in the tomb. The sanctuary lamp holder is formed in copper from a cluster of sycamore seeds in flight. Jesus is laid in the tomb, but will be raised from death. The sanctuary lamp represents the core of the Christian faith. Jesus Christ died and rose again. Alleluia.